Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. You know, a lot of people desire to start a business, but they really don't know how and what to do. So God put on my heart to write a book called Biblical Entrepreneurship. And it solves the problem of not knowing how to start a business. It's a comprehensive guide for starting and operating an efficient business. And it discusses the seven-step process for operating your business God's way. The first step is how to obtain the vision for your business. The second step is how to hear from God. The third step is how to overcome obstacles like the fear of failure and the fear of rejection. So to learn more, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for the Biblical Entrepreneurship Workbook. It's only $15. And again, the website is wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for Biblical Entrepreneurship, and you'll be well on your way to starting an efficient business that glorifies God. Thank you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Today, the message is entitled Foundation of Faith. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And John 1:1-3 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And not anything that was made without God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. And Psalm 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So back to John 14:6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So the only way that you can get to the true holy God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And God gave us Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus Christ is our gift from God,
our Savior, our Lord. But we have to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, accept the gift that God has given us, and unwrap it. And when we unwrap it, we experience the blessings from the gift of Jesus. True love, joy, and peace, and salvation from eternal death. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So if Jesus Christ, since Jesus Christ is the Word of God, Jesus is a lamp unto your feet. The Word of God is a lamp that will lead and guide you as you walk and take steps to move forward in life. God's Word shows which path to take so you will stay on the straight and narrow road that leads to eternal life. The lamp upon your feet helps to lead and guide you where you are stepping so you can avoid the traps that the devil has set for you to walk in and destroy you. These traps can be in the form of deception and distractions that keep you from fulfilling your God-given destiny, your God-given purpose. For example, you have a gift of creativity that is expressed through hair designing, but you attempt to draw and paint. However, your drawing and painting is not very good. You begin to receive negative comments and become frustrated and eventually give up. This is the result of you not using the gifts God gave you. Once you start using your God-given gifts, such as teaching, encouraging, writing, singing, dancing, creative designing, etc., then you will experience joy and fulfillment, and God will view you as being faithful. Matthew 25:23 says, "His master said to him, 'Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much.'" Luke 16:10 says, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much." So God is expecting his children to be faithful. And when they are faithful in little, they will be faithful in much, because it requires consistency and diligence. If you're faithful in the small things, you will become faithful in big and large things. It's a progression of diligence and consistency and faithfulness. And God rewards you for your faithfulness. God will also promote you by opening more opportunities for you to use your God-given gifts to help more people. That's one of the blessings from being faithful in using your spiritual gifts. Being faithful in faith, being faithful in trusting and believing and depending upon God's word for your very life, for your journey, your Christian journey, for the path that you take, the path that you take. Remember that God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So it will only lead and guide you into righteousness. God's ways and plans are not our ways. So we have to die to ourselves, die to our own wills and emotions, and accept Jesus Christ, God's way and will, which is in his word. Proverbs 18:16 says, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before a great man." So when you use your God-given gifts, God blesses you with more opportunities so that you can use your God-given gifts so you help to expand the kingdom of God, because you're blessing more people. More people are benefiting from the gifts that God has given you to use for his glory. Wow, that's awesome, isn't it? So I challenge you to discover your God-given gifts and use them to advance the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, I've written a book called Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts, and you can get the book on my website, which is wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And I also have affirmations and other ministry resources on the website. I want to thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And we would like to invite you to become a partner with Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can partner in three ways. You can become a member of Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And some of the benefits of membership include 20% discount on our ministry resources, including our books, 10% discount on upcoming seminars and conferences sponsored by Wings of Love Women's Ministry. You can also become an ambassador by starting a chapter of Wings of Love Women's Ministry in your city. And you can also donate. You can learn more about all of this by going to our website. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help us to continue to transform the lives of people through our radio teaching ministry, help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence, help women move forward and experience healing and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work that God has begun in them, he will complete. I welcome your prayer requests. Please email us your prayer request to wingsoflove833@gmail.com. That's wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you again, and have a blessed and prosperous week.